Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, my name is Barbara Hofmeister and I am your host for today's show. To be or not to be, the choice is yours. And that is exactly what we're going to talk about in the next 30 minutes. About the choices that people take in their lives, the consequences that come out of having made those choices. You're going to hear from really interesting people that sometimes have made wrong choices and were able to correct them. You will hear very, very inspiring stories, how people overcame their challenges and how people started to live their dream, to live the life that they truly choose to live, the life that they've always wanted to live. So get ready for an exciting 29 minutes from today's To Be show. Well, hi everybody, this is Barbara Hofmeister calling from Germany and I'm the host for the To Be show. And today we are in for another exciting show. Why? Because we've got the Queen of Self-Love. Or we're supposed to have the Queen of Self-Love. She has not called in yet. I know that Christine had another appointment before, and she promised to make it, so we will just hang in here for a few minutes. But let me tell her, let me tell you who she is. Sorry. Springtime always gives me the coughs. Some small allergy, not very bad, but small allergy that I have. Well, anyway, our guest today is a lady that I'm going to meet in a couple of weeks' time at the Festival of Enlightenment, because we're going to share the stage for that wonderful event. And if you haven't gotten your tickets yet, now is the time to get them before price goes up. Now is the time to get them. So go to festivalofenlightenment.com and get your tickets there. Okay, what is the Festival of Enlightenment? Well, if you haven't heard, then you haven't listened to my last few shows, I must say, because I've been so excited about it for the last few months already. Since I know that I'm going to be part of it, I've been really excited, because this festival is a 7-day and 7-night event with lots of music, with more than 50 speakers. International speakers, as it is in the United States. Obviously, the majority will be from the States, but they've got the best speakers anyway, or have had. Now we are coming, we Europeans, and I'm going to be part of it, and I'm really proud of that. And what makes this event so special is that it's a non-profit event. You know, every penny that will be made will go to non-profit organizations, will go to charity, will help children, will help, you know, people that are living in poverty without any fault of theirs. And I'm really excited about that, because, you know, it's so rare. The seminar business is big business worldwide, and I've been in it now for 16 years full time. And I tell you, there's not many that would just say, okay, I'm organizing it, I'm putting my whole heart and my love into this event. And I know that Janet and Bill Moore, the organizers, the founders of the festival idea, actually, they have put themselves full time into this venture without expecting any return for themselves, except that they will be instrumental, together with our speakers, to really help transform the lives of the people that will be at the festival. And I mean, for me, that is a big thing that they're doing. They're giving their full time to this and more. I think it's wonderful, amazing. I've done an interview with them a couple of months ago. You can check that out in the archives. And, well, Christine is still not here, so I shall just continue to talk. If you go to the website, it's www.festivalofenlightenment.com. And you can see all the amazing speakers, all the incredible groups that will be there, the musicians that will play there, and all of that for one fixed price for the full week. You can also get day tickets if you are in Colorado and you live in the area, but of course it would be much cheaper to get the ticket for the full week. Plus, I'm going to do 7 workshops there. That means, you know, I'm doing a series, and I really want to take you from where you are today to where you want to go to. You know, I want to end up on the last day with you knowing 100% where you want to take your life, and with having all the tools in hand so that you know what is the next step to take. That is my intention. So I'm going to be there for you 100% for the full festival every single day. And I'm really looking forward to that. I'm really looking forward to that because there's so many speakers. I'm also looking forward to connecting to all the other speakers, many of them that I have not met yet, and to hear their messages, because every one of us teaches in different ways. Overall, the message is the same. Know what you want. You got to know what you want to achieve in life. You know, you got to know what you want to do with your life. Believe you can get it. And this is why I want Christine to call in any second, hopefully, because she is the self-love queen, or so she's called. And I want her to tell you how you too can have that 100% belief in yourself, because this is when things start to happen. You've got to know where you're taking your life. That's the foundation. And the second pillar is you've got to believe in yourself. You've got to really believe that you can make it happen, that you are good enough, that you are worthy. So as soon as Christine comes on, I hope she will make it, then we will go into that immediately. So that's the second pillar. And the third pillar, of course, it is you got to take action, inspired action, massive action. But the action has to be towards a certain outcome. You know what? I see so many people working so hard, struggling all their lives, and then they turn 40, 50, 60 years old, and they wonder what happened. They wonder what happened to their dreams, what happened to all the aspirations they once had, but never, never, never made true, never made happen. You know that is the greatest pain that we can go through, we human beings, and that is the pain of regret. Everything else can be medicated, but our emotional pains can't be medicated. And I don't want anyone to have to go through that. Nobody. You know, your goal, or my goal, is always to help you achieve your dreams, to help you live your dreams, to help you really live the life that you dream of, that you want. But first, you've got to know what you want. And second, you've got to believe that you are worthy, that you are good enough, that you are ready. And that now is your time. And we will make sure at the festival or at any other event that I am at, for sure, I will make sure that you will have all these ingredients, that you will know what you want, that you will believe that you are good enough, that you are worthy, that you can achieve anything you want to achieve. I know. I come from behind the Berlin Wall. You probably heard from my accent that I'm German. I come from behind the Berlin Wall. And I know that freedom isn't free. You've got to make some sacrifices. But my life behind the Berlin Wall was actually brilliant because I was only a small child. However, for my parents, it wasn't. For my parents, it was really hard because my father wanted to be a successful businessman. And he had all the ingredients. He believed he could make it happen. He knew exactly what he wanted. And he was willing to take that massive inspired action. But the communist regime didn't let him. So when I was 8, he decided it's time to leave the country. And we fled across the border on the peril of our life with nothing but the clothes on our back. And that was when my life totally changed, because I was, you know, a spoiled little brat in communist Germany, because I was the first grandchild in the family. So my grandparents from both sides spoiled me rotten, aunts and uncles spoiled me. Of course, my mom was at home, and my father supplied really well for us. So for me, life was perfect. And when we arrived in Western Germany, suddenly there was nothing. No friends, no family, not even a house, not even a home. The whole family, all three of us, had to live in one small attic room without bathroom or any other facilities. That was tough. And my parents, and that was the worst, my parents worked day and night trying to make back what they left behind. That means I was left to my own devices in a big city without friends and relatives. That was hard. And it was in those days that I decided that when I am big enough, when I am old enough, I am going to live my life. I am going to live my dreams the way that my father is living his. And I will make sure that it is mine and not somebody else's. And that's another thing that we will really go into at the Festival of Enlightenment. Because all of us there, we will have a similar story. And that is that, first of all, we are all one. We have one global consciousness. And I'm sure that you're going to experience that. And that you will really experience a massive breakthrough. Because if you've never experienced that, that oneness, you're not separated. You're not alone. You're never alone. Once you've experienced that, life will never be the same. Never. For that alone, I suggest you go and get your tickets now and be there at the festival. Because that's my goal, to show you that, to help you experience that. And with 50 different speakers giving that message that you are not alone, that you can really live your life, and showing you in many, many different ways how you can do that, giving you hundreds of examples, giving you all the tools and techniques that you might need. This is when for sure it will happen, whether it is in one of my sessions, in one of Christine's sessions, or in anybody else's session that will be there. Doesn't really matter. We're all there for the same goal. And you know something else? As we said, it's a non-profit event. None of us get paid. I'm flying in. I'm giving a full week. Actually, I'm giving even more than a full week. I'm giving 9 days of my busy life, because I'm staying 2 days after the festival. Why? Because we want to debrief and we want to plan for the next festivals next year, because next year the Festival of Enlightenment is going to Europe. It's going back also to United States, and also we plan to go to Asia. This is going to be a global movement. Why? Because more and more people are like Bill and Janet Moore and like myself. For us, it's not about the money. That's part of it. That's part of life. You need it to live, right? But that's not the main goal. That's not the reason why we do it. We do it because we love it. We do it because we can. We do it because we can touch life. We can help transform lives. You've got to be open for it, obviously. But if you're open, I promise you that week in beautiful Colorado is going to transform your life, is going to change your life. It can't but not happen. You know, I mean, 50 of the best speakers on the planet, one of the most beautiful countryside on the planet, and we are in a beautiful venue. So, I mean, what more can you ask for? And everything comes for a really, 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 really inexpensive price. And normally, I mean, if I do an evening workshop, you would pay at least as much for one evening workshop that you are paying right now for the full week, including the music, including all the workshops. everything. And there's a youth festival also. So if you have children, make it a family vacation. You know, children from the age of 5 onwards, they will be taken care of. They have their own festival. They have their own motivational speakers. They have their own trainers that focus only on working with children and teenagers. Sometimes our kids don't listen to us, especially when they're teenagers. But they do listen to strangers. They will listen to us, I mean, to us, the trainers. So give them that opportunity. Well, I just hope that you will take this to heart. You know, even so, Christine still hasn't arrived. She's probably stuck in traffic somewhere. But I want you to go to the festival website and check out all the amazing speakers that are there. Jerick Robbins is coming, the son of Tony Robbins. He's an amazing young man. Amazing young man. Really incredible. I've met him several times, and he is incredible. But I mean, who wouldn't be? All his life, since he was born, he's been around Tony, right? That has to rub off somewhere or other. And in his case, it has rubbed off big way. And he's a really, really, really nice guy. So he's one of the speakers. But there's many, many, many more. And a lot of them I am excited about seeing. Excited about seeing. Everyone has their specialty. Everyone has their own way of transporting their message. And all you need to do is be there and be open. Come there with an open heart. And come there with an open mind. And your life will transform for the better. Especially if you find it tough to be there. You know, if you say, well, I can't really afford it. And take a tent. You know, make it as inexpensive as possible. But go anyway, because this is when you need to go. The people who are already at the top, they know a lot of this. But if your life isn't going your way, this is when you've got to be at these type of events. And I haven't been to any that were like that, you know. I mean, a full week, first of all. Everybody that is there walks their talk, because none of us go there for the money, as we don't get paid, right? Nobody can say that. And we're going to share our knowledge, our wisdom, our experience, and the tools and techniques. And my tools and techniques, they're all really easy to use. I call them McDonald's techniques, even though I don't like McDonald's, but it's a takeaway stuff, you know. You can take it home with you, and whenever you need it, it will be in your hand, you know, it will be available to you. And if you want it in writing, just take my book. I'm sure we will have some special deals on that too. So just for a few bucks, you know, 3-4 Starbucks coffees, you've got the whole roadmap to take home with you. So, okay, it seems as if Christine is not making it, and I don't want to keep you any longer, because I'm running out of things to say, actually. That happens to me very, very, very rarely. But I had a very busy day. I had a workshop locally, and I've been out all day because I'm in Germany, so for me it's already evening. And I am getting ready to fly to Colorado. You know, one of the workshops that I'm going to be doing there is called Conquer Your Fears. And this is going to be a pretty amazing workshop, I think. Because we all have been in moments of our life when we know we could have done more and we should have done more and we wanted to do more, but we didn't dare. We held ourselves back. Why? Because we felt fear. What if it doesn't work? What if I look stupid? What if I lose my money or my time or whatever it might be. What if we will talk about that? We will talk about the lack of confidence that I see in so many people, the lack of self-love. And that is really what I wanted Christine here for, because she's the queen of self-love, so I wanted to hear it from the horse's mouth. But I can tell you one thing. I was abused as a child and raped as a teenager. And when I was a young woman, I had such low self-esteem, no belief whatsoever in myself. And I tried to cover it up. I tried to cover it up by being really cocky. But inside, I was so vulnerable. I was so insecure. And covering it up doesn't work. I know from my own experiences. Because there is a lot of people that can immediately feel that. And they will push into that hole. They will press all of your buttons. And all of your protection will not help you. So-called protection. Because nothing will protect you except loving yourself and knowing where you're going with your life. That is when you become unstoppable. That is when you really know, here I am and here I come. And nothing will ever stop me. I had to learn the hard way. And I will share those experiences with you. One of the workshops will be about building belief in yourself, becoming confident, and taking life in large and strong strides. And as I'm saying it, I am taking large and strong strides here in Germany. The sun is just setting. I live next to a small lake. It's absolutely stunningly beautiful. We had the most amazing weather the last few weeks. Absolutely amazing. The swans are gliding across the lake. It's really, really nice. Maybe you will come and visit me one day. Who knows? And by the way, I'll just remember, there is lots and lots of bonuses right now. If you go and get your tickets, I don't know until when the bonuses are up, but there's loads of bonuses included in the ticket price. So you're not just getting the festival for a week, you're also getting tons and tons of bonuses from the different speakers. And of course, when you're there, you can win lots of prizes. So I will let you be. Believe in yourself. Take action upon your dreams. Don't sit at home and wait for it to happen, because it won't. I can guarantee that. But if you take action, if you make a decision now that now is the time to change your life, 2011 is going to be your life. It's going to be the day that you remember when you turned your life around. Then go to the website, get the ticket. Or get in contact with me. Just go to my website. It's BarbaraHoffmeister.com with one F, BarbaraHoffmeister.com. And from there, you can find me in lots of different places. Get in contact with me. Talk to me about, you know, what's holding you back. And but don't tell me I don't have the possibility to take a vacation, or I don't have the money to be there. If you really want it bad enough, you will make it happen. And this is, when you've made that decision, things will happen. The universe moves because you move. And as soon as that has happened, as soon as you've made that decision and made it clearly, not just, yeah, maybe I will try, and yeah, let's see. No, that doesn't work. I won't see you there if you do that. Make a decision now and say, yes, I am going. I'm going to be there. I'm going to meet all these amazing people. And I'm going to transform my life. This is my year. I promise you, after the event, you will not be the same anymore. I know, because I've been through all this. I've been in personal development now for 33 years. And you don't need to take that long. Really. Get yourself on the way. Make a decision now. Go and move into your life, into your true life, the life of your dreams. You deserve it. I appreciate you. Thank you very much. It was lovely having you here on the To Be Show. And I will see you next week at 1 p.m. EST on Tuesday. And this time, definitely with a guest. This is, I think, the first time or second time in the whole year and a half since I'm doing the show that my guest didn't show up, but things like that happened. And I apologize for that. I hope you enjoyed my little rant. And I will see you in Colorado at the Festival of Enlightenment. See you then. Bye.